Samantha, are you ready for some film festivals?
I am so ready for film festivals. What are the ones around the Twin Cities that I need to know about?
Well, there's a couple coming up. First of all, we have Cine Latino, which is opening at the Film Society, which has the best of the new crop of Spanish language films. And they're actually starting with Prayers for the Stolen, fresh from the Cannes Film Festival, where it won a big prize.
When does that one start?
On the 8th, so next week. And then, from the 21st to the 30th, we have the Twin Cities Film Festival in St. Louis Park, and they are going to be showing the new Wes Anderson, The French Dispatch, and then the new Kenneth Branagh, Belfast.
I can't wait to see that.
Check out the websites.
Big screen or streaming. It's all chewed over by Cube critics Ewan Kerr and Samantha Matsumoto.
Had a bit of a mix-up this week, and so I saw two films and you didn't see any.
But I saw no films, so I will ask you lots of questions.
Okay.
Tell me about the first movie you saw this week.
The Many Saints of Newark, which is the prequel to The Sopranos, and it shows us in part what launched Tony Soprano in his life of crime. No surprise, it was because he was part of a gang family. It all came very easily to him, but he was actually under the influence of a beloved uncle, Dickie Moltisanti, which is Many Saints. We get to see not only many of the characters who just appear in this story, but characters that then appeared later on in the Sopranos TV series. And Uncle Dickie, he's a thug. He really is. But he's struggling to be a good person. Now, what's remarkable is Michael Gandolfini plays the young Tony Soprano, and he's the son of James Gandolfini, the late James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano, and it's a little eerie, frankly.
Wow. So I haven't seen The Sopranos. Will I still be able to follow this movie if I haven't seen it?
I'm going to argue you will actually have a better enjoyment of it. There are times when it stretches a little too hard to link up with the series because there's a certain amount of confession that goes on in the series, and we get an awful lot of this in The Many Saints of Newark. It's in theaters and it's also on HBO.
For Soprano fans and non-Soprano fans alike.
Indeed. So I also saw The Addams Family 2, which is the latest animation of the classic Charles Addams characters. In this film, they go on a tour of the country because they're trying to cheer up Wednesday, the young woman in the family who is going through that kind of teenage angst. She's not quite sure if she really wants to be a member of the family. This has got an incredible cast. Charlize Theron, we have Oscar Isaac, we have Wallace Shawn. Incredible music, too. But here's the question that I have. It is now so divorced from the original Charles Addams cartoons. It just feels a little weird to me. The original cartoons were just kind of gritty, and there was a real element of evil in them, and it's a little kind of too nice.
I remember the first one of this series, this Addams Family remake, came out a couple of years ago. I heard it wasn't great. Do you recommend this one?
The music really makes it a lot of slapstick, but it's not Charles Addams.